Hello, hello. Welcome to the Jasmine Starr Show. If this is your first time here, my name is Jasmine Starr, and I'm a photographer and business strategist in Newport Beach, California. My team says I like to eat rocks for breakfast, and people were shocked to hear I'm not a robot a couple months ago when I started sharing my journey to becoming a mother. But I really just love talking about business. And you want to know what people say? I eat rocks for breakfast. Guess what, baby boo? Put a little salsa and put them in a tortilla, and I'm here for it. Okay? Seriously, I could talk strategy and marketing all day, every day for any industry. Not just photography. I started off in photography, but since then, I mean, literally, I will talk to strangers on a subway about building a business. On my podcast and social media channels, I love to chat with graphic designers, real estate agents, virtual assistants, hairstylists, and even underwater basket weavers. Okay. I can't say I've actually talked business strategy with underwater basket weavers, but I'm just saying, if the opportunity presented itself, I wouldn't say no. Okay. Anyway, thank you for tuning into this episode today. And seriously, if you're new here, I am this random and I definitely won't apologize for it. I like to keep it real. We're having conversations. I is who I is. And I hope you stick around, homie. Okay, so today we're chatting about marketing your business on Facebook. When you first hear that, you might be tripping because you're like, Jasmine, that sounds so 2010. But I'm here to tell you, in 2020, Facebook is alive and well. In fact, your chances are that your ideal customer is like hanging out on it right now. Now, according to Facebook's official investor relations information on Sephora.com, worldwide, there are over 2.5 billion active Facebook users. And this was in December 2018. And I just want to be like, yo, boo-boo, did you just hear that? 2.5 billion monthly active users. We're not talking about 2.5 billion who made a profile once like 7 years ago. We're talking about 2.5 billion people who log in at least once every month. And here's something even crazier. According to that same investment relations report, 1.6 billion people on average log into Facebook daily and are considered daily active users. Did that sound like I was just dropping a mic? I mean, I tried really hard to make it sound like I was like, no? Yes? Let me know. Did that sound like a mic drop? You can feel free to DM me. I want to know. But mic drop, right? I mean, 1.6 billion daily active users. Daily. Friend, I don't know about you, but those stats like blew my mind. As a business owner, I know that you want more eyes on your business. Everybody does, myself included. So when we have a platform with billions of potential clients, you better be paying attention to it. I know I am. So today, I'm going to explain to you 3 ways you can market your business on Facebook and give you tons of tips along the way. If you're the note-taking type, get your pen, get your paper, because I'm hoping you'll be able to write as fast as I talk. But, you know, I mean, people say I talk fast. I don't talk fast. Y'all listen slow. Good thing about the podcast, you can listen to it again. All right, let's dive into the content. Here are 3 ways you can market your business on the social media platform with 2.5 billion users. So the first way, and the lowest hanging fruit, is to market your business on a Facebook page. Now, I know you will say, Jasmine, I don't get the same reach on my Facebook page as I do on my personal account. I know, but your personal account is limited to 5,000 people. And in the terms and agreements of Facebook that you signed, you say you won't be selling anything on your personal account. So if your personal account gets randomly closed down because you were promoting something, don't say you didn't know. That is why I have chosen to market my business on a Facebook page properly. Now, it's embarrassing to admit, but in a past life, I'd hide under a blanket and scroll through my Facebook feed and wonder how my business nemesis always knew the right words to say. She made it look so easy, breezy, beautiful, cover girl. You know, like she was that person. And she had so much to say all the time. And it's not like she was obnoxious either. Like, actually, on the contrary, she was like, dare I say it, inspiring. And there I was, stumped and silent, doomed like a wallflower forever. And like, I barely visited my Facebook page because when I did visit, it felt like I was hosting the most lame party ever. A party where I'm standing in the center of the room hugging a sangria bowl, even though I only have two friends, one with an iron lung and my sweet mom in the house to slurp it up. My mom listens to the podcast. She'll probably like me to note that my mom does not drink sangria. And I'm like, Mom, just go with it, okay? I'm being very dramatic here on this podcast. So honestly, when it came to showing up on Facebook, I really believed I had nothing important to say. Nothing witty or new. Just, you know, same old thing. And when I finally did work up the courage to speak up, I'd second guess myself and surrender to my fear. I thought I'd never be seen unless I paid some serious Benjamins for a healthy Facebook ad campaign, and I didn't know how to run ads at the time, but don't worry, that's changed, and I'll explain how. But the question I kept on saying was, like, how could I possibly keep up when all I wanted to do is give up? And maybe you've been there too, but it was time for me to get over myself and use this powerful platform to speak up. So I started studying all of the major Facebook accounts for literally months. Yeah, like, hello, stalker mode. I figured out this secret formula to success on Facebook pages and profiles. And I was like, huh. I started testing these strategies to make them work for me. I discovered the one thing these most popular, highly engaged Facebook pages have in common. The business owners behind them show up daily. They post with consistency. They post with purpose. They post with intention, and they post with a plan. My advice? I think you should post 5 to 6 days a week with engaging content, always keeping your ideal client in front of your mind. Now, if Facebook is not like your primary platform, if Facebook's like not your primary choice where you're always hanging out, I'm a big fan of repurposing content from Instagram or LinkedIn, or if you made a video for YouTube, you can upload it directly to Facebook so that it plays favorably with the algorithm. Like, you will see that I can somewhat repurpose content from any one of those other platforms. Like, if you see a post on, let's say, Instagram, 8 a.m. Monday morning, you could probably see that same post repurposed on Facebook, you know, the following, like a week later on, like Tuesday at 6 p.m. So I want to make sure that I'm repurposing content, but not on the same day, and that I'm customizing the content for Facebook. So if I say repurpose an Instagram post, I'm not using hashtags or at mentions because they don't work when I push them directly from Instagram to Facebook. I treat Facebook like its own native platform. Now, I don't want to post them at the same time because studies have shown that people like platform hop, and that means that when you post the same thing on two different platforms at the same time, they'll probably see it twice because people who are on Instagram will probably surf there, and studies have shown that if they have extra time, they'll pop on over to Facebook. I don't really want people to see the same content because if they engaged on Instagram and they saw the same content on Facebook, they're not really going to engage there too. Now, when it comes to using your Facebook page to get customers, I believe the best way to really like jumpstart your page is to go live. Now, I go live every single Wednesday for Ask Me Anything episodes. I do them around 2 or 3 times a month on a Wednesday, and I source questions from my audience. Now, if you're saying, Jasmine, I don't have an audience and no one's going to ask me anything, well, I used to make up questions. Like, I made up questions. I'm like, what do I wish somebody told me 2 years ago about starting a business? Or what's the one thing I wish I knew when I started my business? Now, that's what I did around 2 years ago when nobody was watching my Facebook Lives. I mean, not even my mom. My non-drinking sangria mom, she wouldn't even watch them. I asked questions that I wanted people to ask, and eventually, guess what happened? People started asking me questions when I was going live. It was as if the action led to more action. Now, it didn't happen overnight. but I can undoubtedly attribute live video to my social media growth on Facebook over the last few years. Now, I want to talk about how the Facebook algorithm indexes this content. You getting the most organic reach will happen in a live video. And then the second most popular way that you'll get the most organic reach is a recorded video. And the third is a post with a photo. And lastly is a text-only post. So if you're like, hey, I have very limited time and I really want to get the most bang for my buck, it's live video. Now, whether you show up faithfully every week or maybe you have yet to muster the courage to press the go live button, I want to share some tips to help you get more people to show up to your next Facebook live video. Like, I don't want to say, hey, do this without giving you really helpful tips. So number one, announce your live on Facebook the day before you go live. I typically publish a post 24 hours prior to my weekly live video. I will share the date and the time of the live, and then I open up the conversation for questions that I can answer the next day. So not only does this give me topics of conversation, but it includes the audience to feel like we're engaging in a conversation, so it's not one-sided dialogue. Also, when it comes to really promoting your Facebook Live, you can create a Facebook event. Well, you're probably not going to do this for every live video that you do for Facebook. It does make sense to use these Facebook events strategically. If you're featuring a guest speaker or delivering content to your audience that they've just been chomping at the bit to learn, well, posting your weekly lives as a monthly event is a great way to generate attention. Now, you can also announce it if you have a newsletter. Like, let people know on your newsletter, hey, I'm going to be on Facebook Live tomorrow, or I'm going to be on Facebook Live on Thursday, just to keep your mind and your name at the top of their mind. Now, this is the formula I follow when I go live on Facebook. I am not attached to the results. I'm constantly evaluating and letting my audience speak to me so that I can show up in a way to best serve them. So, if you want to join me midweek, you could see me live on my Facebook page. Now remember, it's what we do consistently that yields results. So maybe you only get a 1% increase in views from one Facebook Live to the next. And I'm like, that is progress, friends. I am here for the 1% game. So here's to you showing up even when you feel awkward and delivering to your audience what they want to see. Now, if you're like, Jasmine, I am really ready to go. I want to do Facebook Live. How do I get best prepared? I'd love for you to download my free Facebook Live checklist. I want to make sure that you feel fully prepared to go live. So it is a checklist and it's a video tutorial showing you how I go live. And then it has a split screen of me going live and actually how I'm going live, so you can get to see where I'm sitting, what I'm doing, the tools that I use. Now let's get into, I said we're going to talk about three ways to use Facebook. Now we're moving into the second way to market your business, and that's on Facebook by way of Facebook groups. Now let's chat a little bit about a free Facebook group. I don't have a free Facebook group for my audience because I have chosen to put my content on my Facebook page. But I have been in plenty of free groups and I can give you advice on what to do and what not to do. So do have a central purpose or idea for your group so everyone is united by the same mission, cause, or belief. I would really say don't start a group for the fun of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to know what your group is and who it's for, and then make it a clear title and description so that you're attracting the right members with strategy who will then funnel into your business. I do think that you should foster conversations within your community. Don't make the content me, me, me. The content in a group should be rather learn from me or let's learn together. And it depends, this is mostly depending on if your brand is education or community-based. If you're all about the community, then really drive it, let's learn together. I definitely think you should set rules and boundaries so members don't act inappropriately. And I don't think that you should try to moderate your group alone. If you can help it, I think getting community-selected moderators is a great way to enforce the rules and then not get you caught up in the weeds. Now, a paid Facebook group, clearly, I believe in paid Facebook groups. I think that they're so powerful. I have a Facebook group for members of Social Curator. Now, Social Curator is a monthly social media membership empowering small and medium-sized business owners to build a brand and market on social media. So that's what people ping for, but then they also get access to a private group. And this group is paid, which means that if you're not in the membership, you can't join this private group.
This is where we hold monthly group coaching sessions, Q&As. I have the opportunity to talk to people, the team host productivity power hours, and like 3C calls for strategy. So it's there that we're fostering deep conversations. We share ideas. I like to call it a creative think tank. Now, to host a paid Facebook group, it's best to have it in conjunction with like a course or another type of a community, and then use the Facebook group as a way to connect students with members for collaborations. Now, the same thing goes with like the same as like free Facebook groups. I recommend having moderators to ensure that all members are engaging with respect to the rules that you have set beforehand, and make sure that the goal of the group is clear. So, I love paid Facebook groups because, number one, members are more invested in engaging and they're checking in with the group because you want to value what you pay for. Number two, it unites like your course members or your offering members or like for in our case, your membership members to and it serves as a place for networking and collaborations for people who all see and think very similarly. And lastly, I like paid Facebook groups because it makes it easy to make announcements and make sure that you're really communicating with your group rather than just relying on email. Now let's chat into the third way to use Facebook for your business. And we're going to talk about Facebook ads. Now this is the third and final way that you can use Facebook to grow your business. And it is arguably the most important and the most effective. I've been using Facebook ads in my business since 2016. Because they work so well. But I have to say that for a decade, I was on social media building a business and I didn't spend a penny. But then all of a sudden, 2016 comes around and my eyes were open to the fact that because Facebook has so many users, I could create ads for people not in the 2 billion, but perhaps the 2,000, or the 20,000 who want to see something so specific about the thing that I'm selling. I mean, think about it. The platform has detailed information on more than 2 billion users, which means that ads can be specifically targeted to everything from a specific age range to a location, a demographic, to groups they belong to or links they have clicked on in the past. Facebook ads allow you to get incredibly specific in your marketing to target only your ideal client that results in happier clients and more revenue. If you're interested in adding Facebook ads to your marketing strategy, I have 5 tips for you that I shared on a previous Facebook Live video. I want to take a second. Do y'all see what I did there? Here I am talking about using Facebook for your business. I talk about the importance of going live. And now I'm actually going to give you a sneak peek into the Facebook Live Ask Me Anythings that I do. So I'm going to play that clip for you now. So I was very fortunate to get Linda Kennedy to ask this question. Would love to hear more about creating Instagram, Facebook ads, or your top 5 tips, something like that. And that question was upvoted 4 times. And so I basically, I'm a person of the people. Whatever people want is what I produce. So late last night, I decided to put something together because I totally could have answered Linda's question really easily. But I was like, you know what? Let's come forward and let's lead with a lot of value so we can dive deep into some Q&A. So we're gonna be talking about the top 5 tips or advertising your business on Facebook and Instagram. So tip number 1 is to keep your audience warm. So what does this mean? Is that if you're gonna start running ads for your business, keeping your audience warm means that you're gonna be posting to your Facebook page with regularity before you start creating the ads. Because what happens is if your ads aren't performing all that well, there's a good chance that you haven't cultivated your audience or a group of people who wanna say, hey, I wanna hear more from you. So if you really want your ads to start working, you gotta keep them warm, which that means you're just posting status updates, you're posting videos, you're creating helpful content, and you're getting engagement leading into the payment of your campaign. Because ads perform better with audiences that have recently engaged with your account. So, liking, sharing, tagging, you responding to comments in a timely manner, all of that goes and is attributed to keeping your audience warm, which would then prep your audience to see more of your ads. Now, the less money it costs for Facebook to show a person your ad, the better off you will be. But you only get those really low numbers when you're doing a lot of activity on your page to get people talking back to you. Let's get into tip number 2.
which is to use catchy copywriting. So I should make it very clear. Actually, I should have started this a minute ago. I am not a Facebook or Instagram ads specialist. Not at all. All I know is that I use them for my business, and I've done a ton of research on practices and advice that you should be using. So of all the stuff that I've read, I've decided to make it as easy as possible in 5 tips. And so I'm also not a copywriter either, but I did read like what people call catchy copywriting. And there's like these terms in copywriting that work really well in advertisements. So they're called action words, words that are like try, now, get, save, and start. These are things that pop off a screen. So as somebody is scrolling through Instagram, try our new juice cleanse or get a free copy of this book today. So there's these words and they're called catchy word phrases. So as somebody's scrolling, you want to make sure that you're stopping people in their tracks. And specifically, if you have a time sensitive ad, like book now and get 10% off before Friday, or our New Year sale ends today. Like using time-sensitive stuff is always great at pushing an audience to require an action right then and there. Tip number 3 is to know your ideal client. And this I think is like pretty amazing, because the thing about Facebook and Instagram is that there has never been in the history of all mankind another marketing platform that has so much robust data about who is actually on Facebook and on Instagram. So it's not enough for you to be a baker and say, I sell brownies, and I sell brownies to whoever wants brownies. With Facebook, with Instagram, you could say, I want to sell my brownies in Los Angeles to females between the ages of 24 and 34 who make over $150,000 and went to USC. Like you can even go deeper and deeper and deeper. You can actually tailor your ads to a very specific person according to how much they make and where they live and how old they are and their other common interests. It's totally bananas. So you're not just like putting an ad in a newspaper and then you hope and pray that people find it. You're actually saying, here's an ad that I want to go to a very specific person. But before you think about putting an ad, I want you to think very hard about who that person is. In fact, Instagram says that 60% of people say they discovered new products on Instagram, and 75% of people take an action after being inspired by a post. So this is freaking great news, because the vast majority of people have already said, I've discovered great things on Instagram. I've bought great things on Instagram. They're going to be more likely to discover and buy in the future. But you just got to show your ads to the right person. I actually follow on Instagram this ad specialist. His name is Rick Mulready, and we're in the same mastermind. And he did a really funny Instagram story about how there was an ad that he was getting targeted to for female waist tucking jeans. And he was just like, this is a perfect example of a company who's wasting money, because your ads shouldn't be targeting a guy in his late 30s for a female waist tucking jeans. So knowing who your target client is, your target customer who you want to work with, is always advantageous. Tip number 4 is to choose scroll stopping images. So what do I mean by this? Well, what am I, a freaking scientist? This is simply called split testing. So what I like to do is I like to create an ad, and I run the exact same ad, but I use 2 or 3 different photo options. And I start with a very low Facebook or Instagram budget. And then I let those ads breathe, or what I call breathe, for 48 to 72 hours. Now, of those 3 photos, the one that performs the best, the one that are people responding to, the one that's getting the most engagement, I close out the other options, and then I double down on the one that has performed the best. Because I can guess which photo will do best on Facebook. I can guess which photo on an ad will do well at Instagram. But you know what? The market always decides. And sometimes I'm blown away. I was like, this photo? This is the one that's performing best? Like, I don't get it. But you only get to know and feel really confident with your ads when you split test. So you want to choose scroll stopping images. And we're going to get into tip number 5, which is to clearly and quickly state the benefit. So what does this mean? Well, your ads need to clearly state why. And this is what I see again and again, because anybody can run an ad on Instagram and Facebook, but the most highly effective ads on Instagram and Facebook are those that explain the benefit to the people that are watching. It's not enough to say, buy my shoes. The thing that you need to say is, why should somebody buy your shoes? Do they help your ankles? Do you jump higher? Do you run faster? Yes, these are actual things. Like, do you guys remember when, like, Bo Jackson did, like, that big, like, early 90s Nike campaign? Or, like, Michael Jordan? Like, I believed that if I wore Michael Jordans, I could actually jump higher. I don't know if that was just good marketing or a thing I made up in my mind. But either way, the benefit was sold to me as a consumer. So if you want people to buy your book, if you want people to walk into your salon, why? There's too many books out there that are competitive to you, and there's too many salons that other people can go to. You need to clearly and specifically explain, why should somebody buy your product? Why should they sign up for your newsletter? Why should they listen to your podcast? Basically, why should somebody hire you? Your why should focus entirely on the benefit for the person seeing that ad on Instagram or Facebook. We have to remember that our ads are not intended to make us feel cool or special or allow us to be like, hey guys, look at how great this ad is. Heck no, I don't care about that. I don't want to be cool. I want to say, this is the value that my business brings to you. Are you interested? So all ads do is present the offer, and my tips all relate to making that offer look better. Now, I have been using ads in my business for about 2 years, so I'm really late to the ads game. But let me tell you, as a hustler, I've done a ton of research. I've invested a ton of money. And every single time I've run an ad campaign on Instagram or Facebook, I look back and I think to myself, wow, that was freaking incredible. I should have spent more money on ads every single time. So here's the thing. When you know what they're doing and you feel very educated and you know exactly how to work through the process, you feel a lot more confident.
So friends, there you have it. Are you convinced that you need to use Facebook a little bit more now? I sure hope so. I want nothing more than this episode to give you insight in how you can utilize Facebook pages, groups, and ads to grow your business. If you learned something today, would you share this episode with a friend? I'd be willing to bet that you know someone that could benefit from learning how to market their business on a platform with over 2 billion users. Simply screenshot this episode and post it on your Facebook or your Instagram story for the masses. Or hey, maybe you can even make this a Facebook post and talk about all the things you've learned about Facebook. Or maybe it could be a little old school. Text it to a friend. As always, thank you for listening and sharing the Jasmine Star Show. I am honored to spend time with you today. And until next time, shine on and use Facebook to share your genius, you mighty hustler.